Virginia is one of only two states that have gubernatorial elections this year. The other is New Jersey. But Virginia is the only state where governors can't serve consecutive terms. They can only serve one four-year term at a time. So what does that mean for the office? Joining us now via Skype is Larry Sabato, who is the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia. Larry, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Well, what do you think, first of all, are the advantages of limiting a state governor to just one four-year term?
For one thing, you do concentrate the mind of a governor when he or she knows that there's only 4 years in the term and it's not immediately renewable. Remember, a governor can serve non-consecutive terms, and we've had one that did that in the 60s and 70s. But if you've only got 4 years and you've got big plans, you have to get right to work. You can't waste a day. I think that does benefit the state in some ways.
What are the disadvantages?
The disadvantages are the discontinuity. Clearly, other states who have governors serve two, three, four terms get to know business leaders at home and abroad. It probably gives them an advantage in negotiating trade deals. And many of our governors have complained about that.
Why does Virginia do it this way? Does this go all the way back to Thomas Jefferson?
No, Mr. Jefferson had no role in this. It actually was established in 1851 during a constitutional revision. And it was considered a progressive reform at the time because Virginia's term, gubernatorial term, like most states, had been much shorter, 1, 2, 3 years. So this was an expansion of the term to 4 years. And to balance that, they made it a one-term limit, which, by the way, 14 other states have had for long durations in American history.
The two senators from Virginia right now are both former governors. Is the position of governor now seen as a stepping stone to being a senator, which, of course, you can do for life if you keep getting reelected?
That's been the tradition recently. You know, most of our governors have been elected to the Senate or tried to get to the Senate. There's a phrase in Virginia that's been used for many, many decades, no higher honor. Supposedly, there is no higher honor than being governor, and everything else is a step down. I don't think that applies anymore.
What do you think would happen in the U.S. overall if the president were limited to one term?
Well, it depends on whether you like or dislike the president. I think the current system under the 22nd Amendment is probably about right, two terms. Some still argue that we should go back to the system of unlimited terms, and that allows for someone like Franklin Roosevelt in time of national emergency to keep running. It wouldn't work at the national level. There's no chance of that happening. And Virginia is the last remaining state with 1 4-year term.
So if you look at what's actually happening in the Virginia gubernatorial race right now, we've got on the Democratic side, Ralph Northam, the lieutenant governor, who seemed to be guaranteed the nomination. But then Representative Tom Perriello, the former congressman, announced in January that he would challenge Northam. What's going on in the Democratic side?
It's a very competitive race to the extent that we can see it. And it's difficult to project it at this point.
And what about on the Republican side?
On the Republican side, there are three candidates. The leading candidate is Ed Gillespie, a former RNC chair, and he almost won the Senate seat of Senator Mark Warner in 2014. He lost by a fraction of 1% of the vote. So he's expected to get the nomination.
Is President Trump expected to be a central focus, do you think, of the gubernatorial race?
If the Democrats have their way, of course he will be the central focus. Hillary Clinton managed to carry Virginia pretty handily, 5 percentage points, and Virginia was the only southern state, if you can still call Virginia a southern state, to vote for Clinton. So Democrats have some advantage there. And since 1977, with only one exception, the governor elected has been of the opposite party of the sitting president. Our gubernatorial elections are always 1 year after the presidential election. So there is some kind of midterm effect. Donald Trump is very unpopular in Virginia. His popularity is somewhere in the 30s. So that's not a good sign for the Republican. On the other hand, Democrats could wound themselves with a tough primary and the Democrat could limp into the general election. You just don't know.
And the current Democratic governor, Terry McAuliffe, will become the ex-governor, one of many, many ex-governors of Virginia. What do they end up doing after they're done if they don't run for another seat?
They tend to congregate frequently for ceremonies. I've certainly seen the lineup many, many times over the years. And you're right, we do have more former governors than almost any other state. Since there are only two Senate seats, they can't all run for that.
Right.
We've had some governors seek to run for the presidency. George Allen and Jim Gilmore are two examples. And Mark Warner briefly ran in 2008. But generally speaking, most of our former governors don't serve in public office again.
That's Larry Sabato, the director of the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia, where governors can only serve one term. Larry, thank you.
Thanks so much.